Singapore will hold its next general election on May 3, 2025, marking the first electoral test for Prime Minister Lawrence Wong and his team of fourth-generation 4G leaders. The country's parliament was dissolved Tuesday on Wong's advice, as President Tharman Shanmugaratnam set the election process in motion. Nomination Day will take place on April 23, followed by a 9-day campaign period and a mandatory cooling-off day on May 2, a day before polling. The vote will be Singapore's 14th general election since independence and the first since the departure of long-serving leader Lee Hsien Loong. Wong, who assumed office last year, is seeking a strong mandate to lead the city-state through rising domestic and global challenges, including inflation, housing pressures, labor market shifts, and growing demand for healthcare in an aging society. The vote is widely expected to return the ruling People's Action Party, PAP, to power. The PAP has governed Singapore since it achieved self-rule in 1959, and all four of the country's prime ministers, including Lee Kuan Yew and his son Lee Hsien Loong, have come from the party. In the last election in 2020, the PAP won 83 of 93 seats, but the Opposition Workers' Party made gains, securing 10 seats in what was considered its best performance since independence in 1965. This year, 97 seats will be contested. According to a March poll by YouGov, 63% of decided voters indicated they would back the PAP, while 15% supported the Workers' Party. Still, 56% of respondents remained undecided. Wong recently unveiled a populist budget that included tax rebates, handouts, and sector-specific support to cushion cost of living pressures, moves analysts saw as an attempt to sweeten the ground ahead of the vote. Singapore's economy has been impacted by ongoing global tensions, including new U.S. tariffs. Last week, Wong criticized the 10% U.S. tariff on Singaporean exports as a profound turning point for global trade. On Monday, the government lowered its 2025 GDP forecast from 1-3% to 0-2%, citing global headwinds. While voting is compulsory for Singapore's 2.75 million eligible voters, opposition parties continue to face structural challenges under the country's electoral system. Many larger constituencies, known as group representation constituencies, GRCs, require teams of candidates to run, often disadvantaging smaller parties lacking resources. Candidates must also pay a 13,500 Singapore dollars, 9,700 US dollars, deposit and must secure at least 1/8 of votes to avoid losing it.